Well, purgatory, in a sense, has its place, in the sense that I need to be purified of whatever stands in the way of my having loving relationships to everyone, stands in the way of my accepting everyone, stands in the way of my being inclusive, and so forth. So I think, again, that that moment of death is a moment when we meet love in that pure, undisguised form, and we realize that we are not measured up to that very well, and that what goes on, if one wants to put a term on it, would be remedial education in loving. It's all about love, because this final community that God dreams of is all about relationships, loving relationships, just as God, in God's own relationships, is pure love. So the Father loves the Son totally, and the Son loves the Father, and so forth. Then, so it's all about love. What will bring me to the fullness of my human loving? And it is the encounter with that kind of love that does it. It's remedial, because it should have happened long before now. It should have happened in this life, and I would have been far more helpful a person in the construction of the kingdom of God if I had been loving rather than purely just, or despising some people, or raging against the people I don't like, whether in the church or outside the church, whatever else, but acting, using, channeling my anger constructively. And so it's remedial loving, and it's education in the sense that the capacity for this is in us all the time, but we haven't managed to evoke it and bring it to full flower. So something goes on in death, I think, which brings the human person to the fullness of their potential, which means the fullness of loving. And so I have a chapter in it about you're looking divine. That what God intends, according to the tradition of the church, is our divinization, or our becoming like God. And in all funeral liturgies we say we shall become like him. And becoming like God doesn't mean getting bigger or smarter or anything like that. It's a shift of heart and perspective whereby I simply want to love everyone. I want to love all creation. And I hold nothing against anyone. Whatever way that is brought about is going to be a bit painful, I imagine. So if we want to call it purgatory, which I don't think helpful, call it remedial education and loving, which might be a bit more so, do you know?
And some people practice that even here on earth.
I mean, oh, they do.
You know, it's part of the way they live their lives, and they try to be bigger, and they try to see it from another perspective, and they try to put in place what you've described there very well.
Yes, there's an enormous amount of education and loving goes on in me from the very beginning. So I think of one of my nieces, and you know, she was the only pebble on the beach at one stage, and then along came a baby brother, and suddenly you could see just how difficult it is, even for a small child, to allow another person in and to share what she had to share and so forth. Well, I think that is true right across the spectrum of human life, that we are small, we're creatures, we grab things for ourselves, and we try to make sure that our own little nest is comfortable enough. And so what God is doing all the time is engaging with us through other people who make demands on us. And maybe it's true to say, as I often thought it was true for me anyway, that never in my life was I without somebody who was bugging me, making life difficult, making demands, being unpleasant, spoiling life, and so forth. And I don't say that God sets that up, but in the situation which we find ourselves, whereby people are naturally focused on themselves rather than on others, that process of education and loving goes on. And gradually, if I am maturing, I will be becoming a little less demanding, a little more accepting. Maybe my love is stretched to some great limit, and I accept the stretching. Maybe at the end, I think, I may be more grateful to the people who made life hard for me, in the sense that they stretched my love, than treating them purely as enemies or people who spoiled life. This life is only a preparation. It's like being on the training ground. It's like being at school. But the real life is the life to come, if you like. It's the one that opens out, and it's like as if holidays had begun, as C.S. Lewis says. And everything just opens out and expands for us, especially the world of relationships.
And of course it is an act of faith. At the end of the day, you stand with your brother in good faith, both of you, looking at that horizon from a different perspective. For you, do you believe that the dead are close to us?
I do. I'm not. I don't have a sufficiently quiet life, perhaps, to engage that interest about the presence of the dead. But I do find that some people who are close to me, I have a sense of them being close, just as I have a sense of God being close when I attend. And so it's no great surprise to me when people come up with stories about the closeness of those who've died, and also that people can have an awareness of people having died before it happens, because if you accept this notion of the network of humankind, then things go north, south, east, west on it, if you like, and so that somebody should die and in some way or another that's communicated to me. I don't have a problem with that. I think that we're probably still at a rather primitive stage of development, and that there is a, what the New Age people would talk about, a new level of consciousness or altered states of consciousness and so on, which can occur in prayer and in solitude and so on, and one becomes more aware, more sensitive. And I certainly have had simple and non-dramatic experiences, which I would put down as communication of a simple kind between other people and myself, just as between God and myself. Even
other people who beyond the grave?
Yeah, say my mother when she died. Yeah, I would be aware of that, and I can still go back to situations where I sensed her closeness and so forth. And I wouldn't consider myself at that stage to have been a very sensitive person to that kind of thing. And I think if we're not oriented by other people toward another dimension, like music, if a child has musical parents and if there's music played to them in the womb, apparently, etc., they will have a greater sense of music. If that is shut off from us and people simply die and there's no discussion of how the next life might be, well, then we're cutting off all of that world and we're poorer for it, I think.